President-elect Donald Trump is quickly filling his cabinet. Two-thirds of the choices have already been made. Agriculture Secretary has not yet been filled. KUNC's Jackie Fortier spoke with Colorado Republican Senator Cory Gardner about who he'd like to see in the position and working with the new Trump administration.
Senator Gardner, what do you see happening in the first 100 days of Donald Trump's administration?
So a lot of time will be spent on filling and confirming nominees. We have a judge opening at the district court level in Colorado that I look forward to filling under the new president. We have a Supreme Court justice that the Senate will turn to in terms of filling the Supreme Court vacancy. There are a lot of regulations that cost billions of dollars on our economy over the last 8 years that will come under intense scrutiny. We look forward to the repeal of Obamacare and making sure that there's so many people across our state who feel like they've been left behind. And we've got to make sure that they have a future where they see opportunity ahead of them.
Before you were elected senator, you served as a congressman from Colorado's 4th Congressional District, which encompasses basically the eastern half of the state and whose economy is dominated by agriculture. You're also from Yuma, Colorado. Who do you think would be a good pick for Secretary of Agriculture?
You know, I love the idea of somebody from Colorado coming out to be the Secretary of Agriculture. You know, Don Brown is from my hometown, has done a heck of a good job in Colorado as Secretary of Agriculture. He's somebody I've known my whole life. You've got people like Deb Fisher from Nebraska who would do an excellent job at fighting for not just agriculture, but rural economies overall. Instead of vacant storefronts, we find new young entrepreneurs who are willing to move back to rural Colorado to their roots and revitalize those economies. With the ag economy the way it is, with commodity prices as low as they are, I'm very concerned about our rural communities, and we've got to fight tooth and nail to make sure that main streets across the four corners of Colorado remain vibrant.
President-elect Trump has said that he thinks spending on infrastructure is a big priority. How will that impact Colorado?
In fact, I just met with the president-elect's designate for Secretary of Transportation, Elaine Chao. We have some of the highest, fastest growth cities in the country on the I-25 North Corridor, and yet it looks very similar to what it looked like in the 1960s. I also talked about the need for permitting reform to make sure that we can spend less money per mile of highway project and put more money back into building the highway itself instead of bureaucracy and overhead being so expensive. And so the infrastructure that we have to look for in the West includes new water infrastructure, whether that's pipelines or water storage facilities, to make sure that we meet the needs of future generations.
As you just mentioned, you've been a big proponent of the Northern Integrated Supply Project, which would build two new reservoirs for water storage in northern Colorado. Some conservationists have been against the NISP project, saying it would harm river ecosystems if more water is taken from them. But do you think NISP will move forward during the Trump administration?
I believe NISP is a very important project. I think it's necessary to keep tens of thousands of acres from being bought up and dried up. Agricultural lands on the Eastern Plains that will basically blow away if NISP isn't built. And I told the Secretary, this is a project that is being paid for locally, and unfortunately every year of delay means the project gets more expensive. The people who are opposed to this project in many cases don't want any water storage projects whatsoever at all ever built, and that's just not going to meet the needs of businesses, municipalities, and the people of Colorado over the future. Yes, conservation has to be a part of it, but new water storage projects have to be a part of it as well.
Senator Gardner, you're a Republican from a state that overwhelmingly voted for Hillary Clinton in the presidential race. How will you represent your constituency?
Well, this is a state that voted for me in 2014. It's a state that voted to keep a majority in the state Senate of Republicans. I think what we have to do is focus on the needs and concerns of the people of Colorado. Why I will continue to fight for aerospace jobs and aviation jobs in Colorado, continue to fight for common sense water solutions and agriculture.
That was Senator Cory Gardner, Republican of Colorado. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.